Crikey. Oh, hell.
All right. Welcome to the TSER second installment for... Yeah, we're...
Yeah, you fucking cunts.
It's me and no name.
You fucking cunts.
It's nice for you too, you fucking cunts.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not even Australian, but fuck you.
It's fucking Australian.
Good day, mate.
All right, so today we're in the fucking the bush.
Yeah. What a nature safari.
Out looking for, like, lions and shit.
Yeah, right, we're here. There's little lions, right?
Lions.
And, like, kangaroos.
Yeah, crickets.
Well, like, we were over here and we heard, like, little vibrations, right? Almost like, how the fuck is there power out in the safari, right? Oh,
and it's one of them. It's one of them interesting things out here in the bush.
Out in the bush, we had to fight a few kangaroos to get in here.
Yeah,
it was like Mike Tyson's knockout, right?
Yeah, I was like, when I woke up with my koala bear this morning, I was like, we's got to go in the bush today, me and my mate, and we've found this specimen here, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Horrible Australian accent.
So. Right. We're on a safari. And apparently only safari. Australian people go on safaris. Knife. Yeah, I got my knife.
Rifle.
See?
Rifle.
It's a knife I killed a stingray out in the ocean with, right? Put that bastard on the
barbie. I'm pretty sure that Australians can't kill stingrays.
Right. Well, they tried to get me through the heart, yeah, and all I heard was, shot there that heart. Ain't you to blame? And then I stabbed him in the eye.
Baby, you give love a bad name. All right. So there's this female out here, yeah?
Yeah.
We've been tracking her all day, and we've been able to hear her around the bush, yeah? Right. With the vibrations and stuff. We've got really good ears and good noses.
Yeah, we had to be real quiet, see? Because we don't want to disturb her.
We have to go really quiet.
Yeah, kind of like Emma Fudd, right? And she's Bug Bunny. We're trying to sneak up on her, like, yeah, you know, get us a rascally little robot, you know?
Fucking blimey, mate. I see her. Right there.
There she is.
Right there.
She's in a natural habitat with her.
She's sitting around the water hole drinking water.
Looks like
get up out the water.
Looks like she gonna get real wet.
Like a poisonous serpent.
Hopefully she has a knife if she a cat is a serpent, right?
I think she has something that looks like a serpent between her legs.
Oh, there she goes. It looks like she's about to start.
Alright, she's about to start. Let's look.
Oh, she looks like she's turning it on there.
What the hell is that?
I know, but it doesn't look very natural.
Looks like... Well, she seems to be enjoying herself, that's for sure.
See, kids.
When you're out here in the bush... There's this mating ritual that these animals do. And it sounds a bit like this, but I'm not quite sure.
See, what she's doing is she's creating her tribal music. See, that's what all that... It's almost like techno with her vagina.
And then she sings the song of her people.
This is like... I believe it's like a mating ritual. See, she's trying to get herself ready for her mate, who is not anywhere
see the mate.
To be seen, but hopefully we'll be able to see her soon.
Maybe he's invisible. I've heard they can do that.
It's starting to get into a nice part of this song there.
Oh, shit.
Oh, they're slowing it down like a nice heartbeat.
It's like... sounds like a printer.
You know, one of them old ones.
Oh, God.
She's getting that tone all over herself.
Can't bring my life like that. It interrupts her printing.
Oh my god.
Looks like she's printing flyers to meet her mate.
Hey. It's an airplane. A female looks around, she's getting attacked from everywhere by an airplane.
Oh god.
Oh yeah.
God damn it.
I think it's on random. Random setting.
I think she's just trying to find the right spot there.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how she finds the mate. She's got to find the right tune.
That's where she found it, right.
There it is. Can hear it. You can tell she found the right spot because see the tone in the song changed, right? It went from printer to a little bit of trumpet.
Oh, she likes that one.
Yep.
Ooh. So, you can notice the change in her song as she continues on, trying to get ready for her mate.
And oh my god.
She just made a prayer. Yep. She just made a prayer.
She just made a prayer. This is extraordinary. We did not see that this was going to happen today.
I have never seen anything like
she
that.
She is praying to her God right now.
Never in my life.
She's thrusting into the... Oh my god, what is she doing?
She's... Is she got a squirt?
Oh no.
I'm on my knife head.
Oh, it sounds like she was surprised by that one.
Yeah, she might have been surprised.
She was surprised that her prayer got answered.
She's praying to the mighty bush god.
Oh my god.
Oh, she did it again. I've never in my 25 years of life, I've never tried anything like that before.
I can't believe she did it twice, though. She must really want to find a mate. She must be really lonely.
She must be very devout. Very devout.
If only she knew about Tinder.
Or Grindr.
Or Grindr. Oh, she's grinding something, all right.
She's... Oh!
She's grinding her prayer stick. I believe that's a move that we call riding the printer. Oh, there it is.
Riding the electrical toothbrush, maybe.
Yep, that's the move we call brushing the teeth down below.
Down below, down near the floor.
Oh man, I don't think I've ever seen a ritual take so long.
Oh my god.
Actually,
she just hit the high note. She's like the Christina Aguilera of the Outback.
In the observations we made of her earlier, she usually finishes around the 5 minute mark, but it seems like there's something more going on here that she's holding herself back.
I wonder if she's trying to
delay the reaction, maybe.
Train for the mating triathlon, right?
Mate.
She's trying to get her dancer, right, mate? You know?
Yeah, it sounds about right, mate.
See, as you know, a lot of these outback males, right, they come in and they used to fight at kangaroos. And they come in here and they see a woman who's done a few minutes, like, bang, bang, pow. It's like, oh, man, where's your dance? I want you for a little longer, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and another thing is they have to travel a long distance to get there, you know?
Oh, it looks like she's giving up. Oh, she said she can't do it anymore.
Oh, she
can't
do it anymore.
We might be seeing the end come here soon, folks.
She might be in for it.
Oh my god.
Yep, nope, she's praying again.
Yes. She's praying again.
Yep, guess she really needs that mate.
Or maybe she's just on the verge of giving up.
Yep, she could be.
I mean, you have to consider it's a very demanding process, right?
Right, yeah.
Requires a lot of energy, that's why we eat all day, so they can fuck in the evening.
Yeah? All night, yeah.
All night, yeah.
That's right, you know what I mean? Especially, it feels like she's getting close. Nope, she's settled back down. Ah, man. It's like she's just like pushing it to the limit, you know?
Limit, because we're in it. No.
It's almost like she's on the edge of glory, you know?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
It's almost just like she's edging towards something.
Yeah. I think I like the lion exhibit a little better. I mean, we waited all day for this long excursion. I mean, we saw a lot of praying, but I don't know. I don't think she's going to finish today.
Maybe a lion will come and eat her right now.
Oh, man. There we are. So the king of the jungle smells the pheromones.
King
like,
of the jungle?
A weem away,
bitch.
King
of the jungle? What fucking lions are you running about, mate?
Yeah, maybe we'll see Simba, right? Come out here. And it's like, I just can't wait to be king, you know? And so then eats her, right? And then the mate comes, right? And, like, tries to fight the lion because he's a big bad man, right? And the lion's like,
Don't make me get my uncle.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, he'll push you off a cliff like he did my daddy. What are we, a fucking doctor here with the TARDIS now?
You're a blooming idiot, mate.
Hey, you're a blooming onion, huh? You outback fuck.
Go and put some shrimp on the barbie.
Shrimp on the barbie. Fuck, and a stingray. Stab in his eye. Yeah. Okay, the barbecue. It's right on the ass. Right.
I have no idea what you just said.
You're the other Australian. I have a new other you, mate. You used to always talk about living on the ocean. Going down the beach, right? Putting a shrimp on the barbie, right? Killing stingrays out there, riding sharks into killing them, you know?
Drinking some coarse beer.
Yeah, no, it's Forsters, right? While they sit on their
Forsters,
dick.
Yeah.
You know, they're hanging out on their dick.
On their dick.
On their dick, you know? Trying to get the colour right on their dick.
Before you can sit on your dick, you have to seal it with cock.
With cock. Gotta cock the dick.
Cock the dick.
That way your barbecue doesn't leak through your dick.
You don't want children on your dick before you cook it.
You don't want to burn your dick either, so be protecting your barbecue.
Yeah. The warm weather isn't good for your dick.
Oh,
without
dick.
Cork.
Gotta cork the dick. I believe they call that docking, mate.
She said it sounds like she's trying to talk to the dolphins now.
You little far from the ocean, Missy. I don't think a dolphin's gonna hear you. Squeaker, 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 squeaker. Sound like a fucking dog toy over here. Yeah. God, I'm tired of sitting in these bushes waiting for this girl to get done.
This here young female.
God. This bitch takes longer than the
Jesus
restaurant when we
Christ,
go to eat.
Mate. Yeah, mate, yeah. But we usually also just eat snakes.
That's true. On a plane, you know.
And shrimp. On a barbie.
On a barbie, right. So we don't do turducken like those fucking Americans.
Turducken,
right?
Yeah, no.
We do shrimp in a fucking tuna.
Oh, she's getting close, mate.
Then we put the tuna in the snake and we ate it.
The snake in the tuna, you mean?
The snake in the tuna. And then we cut it up into sushi, and then we fry it in bat bowls.
Yeah, mate. Bat and got all that intestines.
Yeah.
Steph. Oh. She's getting close to me.
I think here comes, right?
Is it going to be a volcano? Is she going to go all over the place?
I think it's going to spray like a geyser. This is a moment we've been waiting for, folks. We've been sitting in these bushes for a long time. This is her crying out for her mate.
Yeah, mate.
And if the mate doesn't come before she's finished, she'll be alone for another 36 years.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun,
dun. Here she comes. She's coming down to the end. She's held off as far as she could.
It's getting close, boys.
Where will she get her mate? Oh, I don't know. I think she's just quite happy by herself.
Like miss it?
Yeah. Dad. Was that? I don't know. I've never seen one finished before, so I'm not sure if it.
I'm not sure.
if that's the. Oh, is this it? Here we go.
No, here we go. Oh, shit, son. Hey.
I don't know, mate. It all sounds the same to me. I think we got played.
I think that's one of them fake kangaroo females there, right?
Yeah, I don't think that ended the way we thought it was going out, you know what I mean?
Nah, mate.
Not mate.
I feel like I was waiting all this time for something.
Yeah, I expected a guy, so that was more of like a leaky hose.
I was waiting for like something with a little bit more explosiveness to it, right?
Right, like TNT.
Like when you've got your beer can and you like shake it up and you open it like everywhere.
Yeah.
In your face, on your pants,
all
your
over.
Dress.
Forced is all over your body.
I'll forced all over you, baby.
Forced to a baby. Wait, that's not right. I'll spray forces in your face.
Yeah, I gotta say, I was not prepared for that one.
Me neither. Well, that was our excursion into the air, Beck. I hope you enjoy. Sorry there was no more kangaroo fight. We forgot to hit record in the middle of that one.
Yeah, sorry about that one. That's my fault.
We really thought that this was going to be the end-all be-all of the day. But well, I guess... we'll just go back to the bar and have a little bit of Foster's.
A little bit of Foster's and a little bit of Grand on Tinder.
A little bit of Grand on Tinder, a little bit of Snake with the tuna.
A little bit of Snake with the snake.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of intestines. Have a little
snake, tuna, snake. I don't even know what we're doing.
Oh, good day, mates. Goodbye.
Good day, mates.
Oh, my God. That was dumb as shit.